Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert!
Freaking awesome.
The quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is a discussion review episode about Horror Escape. Dan and Jess from UK Haunters experienced Escape from Wonderland. They've been very excited about it. It's been planned for a long time, but due to COVID restrictions and lockdowns and all that palaver, it's taken them a few months to be able to actually get there and experience it. But they have, and they absolutely loved it. So we invited Dan to come on to the Scare Track Podcast and chat all about it in this discussion review episode. Before we go further, though, we need to let you guys know here on the podcast that Dan and Jess are now official guest hosts of the Scare Track Podcast. That means they'll be taking over with a few scare cams down in London during Halloween. They'll be joining us on a few more episodes to do some discussion reviews. And, of course, we'll have the return of movie reviews with Dan in the new year as well. We did some sort of teaser little vignette videos over on our social media. There's three of them, and a few of you guys got the hints and figured it out before we released it officially. But it's now official. Dan and Jess from UK Haunters, official guest hosts of the Scare Track Podcast. Of course, we've got a guest host of Polly as well. We had loads of plans with Polly, but unfortunately, due to COVID, things had to change. It's been a very weird year, hasn't it, guys? And of course, we've got myself and Hannah as main hosts, along with Martin and Kate as well. So come this Halloween, we should be able to cover loads and loads of content for you guys. Like I say, we've got our main hosts and our guest hosts as well. But without any further ado, let's take you to the main feature section of this episode. It's myself and Dan discussing Horror Escape, Escape from Wonderland.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hi folks, and welcome back to this episode of Scare Track. Like I said in the intro, I am joined by Dan. Dan, how's it going, buddy?
All good, man, all good. We're in tier three, but apart from that, I'm in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, well, that's good then. As long as you're in the Christmas spirit, pretty crappy that you guys are going down into tier three, going up into tier three. Sorry, but it's all for the greater cause at the end of it. But that means that before you've gone into tier three, you've had a chance to do a few things whilst in tier two, and that's why you're on the show today because you visited Horror Escape down in London, didn't you?
Yep, I've been waiting to go into this literally since before the first lockdown, the original lockdown. It was when we did. The first lockdown, we just, I think a week before, we were on our way to an escape room. And when we got out, we're like, right, I need to find horror escape rooms. Found this one, and then boom, lockdown hit. And ever since then, it's been lockdowns or tears. Something stopped me, and I finally got to do it.
Yeah, you're fine. Is this the one that had a an animatronic and it broke, so you couldn't do it?
That is the one. That is the exact one.
Perfect, sweet. So guys, if you want to check out their website while we're talking about it as well, it's horrorescape.co.uk. Obviously it's having to close now because it's in tier three, so if you can book some gift vouchers or anything like that to help support them, please do. Even if you just go over to their Instagram or their Facebook, it's horrorescape.uk. Give them a like, give them a subscribe wherever you can, again, just to try and support these businesses that really do need your help. So there's multiple rooms at Horror Escape. Like I say, it's based down in London. We've got Primal Fear, Lost in Space, Murder Mansion, Cabin Fever. But only a couple of them are open, aren't they, at the minute?
There's
Dan?
Only two open at the moment, which is Wonderland and Cabin Fever. They're building the Murder Mansion at the moment, which we'll get into later. And then I think Primal Fear is the next one after that.
Awesome, sweet. So this is a company that are planning to build and build big quickly. So fair play to them. So there was Cabin Fever and Escape from Wonderland, and you did Escape from Wonderland.
Yep. It was awesome. It was the easiest one, so I thought going easy.
Yes, good idea. And without giving, obviously we don't want to give loads of spoilers away, we don't want to explain how to do the games or give any key points away, but what kind of room was it? Was it big? Was it small? Was it cool themed? What did you get from Escape from Wonderland at Horror Escape?
It was fucking awesome. I mean, it was just...
Winner.
It was... All right, it won... I suppose I can give... mini spoiler because it's the first room, but it's not a spoiler per se. But essentially, you watch a video that tells you about you having these nightmares, and then with these nightmares, you go up a ladder into the sky, and that's when the video stops, and you're going to go do the escape room. So the escape room has a short ladder, only about 3 foot high, but it's kind of continuing the video. So
yeah,
before you stepped into the room, they're continuing the theme, and when you step in the room, there's a small ledge which you're on, and there's like, 8 foot perspex slide, which has something underneath it to go down into the room. So immediately I was like, and it was quite a small room. I was like, okay, this is massively different. Because it's got to be bigger, because this room was like the almost the size of a sort of toilet cubicle. I mean, bigger, really. But you know what I mean? It was that sort of quiet. Like, I couldn't stretch out. I'm 6'4". Yeah. I couldn't stretch out side to side without chopping my arms off. I mean, it was really, really tiny room. Right. And there was a good... I don't want to say how many clues in there, but then don't want to give stuff away. There's a good amount of clues in there as well before you got into the next room. So, yeah, it starts off running. There's no like, oh, this is quite a passive-looking room. It starts off with something unique and different and makes you go... Yeah. Yeah, these guys aren't fucking around.
That's cool. So it's not like you just thrown straight into a room and be like, right, you got an hour to get out. The fact that you got a ladder to go up, you got the whole video as well. I guess that just sort of sets the scene, really.
Yeah, it does.
That sounds cool. Definitely. And so it was yourself and Jess that did it again, and you completed this one?
I did complete it. I completed it with 4 minutes to spare. I remember... having that last announcement, you've got 5 minutes, and that's when we were figuring out the last clue. I was going to say something about it as a big giveaway. But we completed again. So far, we're out of the 7 months we've done, we've completed six. So I'm quite happy with that.
That's not bad going at all. Definitely not bad going. So I'm just checking their website here. And like you say, it's the difficulty is 2 out of 5. So it's a slightly easier one. It's for players between 2 and 6. So you could go in a nice big group of 6. It's 60 minutes maximum. Try and get out as fast as you can. And it's saying that it's a 2 out of 5 fright factor. Would you say that it wasn't too scary, but it had sort of horror elements?
I would say this one is not scary in the slightest. But when we got out of there, the guy did say, you two have a really high tolerance for scares. And I was like, yeah, I kind of did a documentary.
Yeah. His might be why.
Yeah. Lifelong horror fame, not your average sort of people. This one is not scary. This one is very creepy themed. And the theming is amazing. There's so many escape rooms I've been into. I say so many, like I'm a seasoned escape room artist. I'm just like ones that I've enjoyed as well. So there's no down on ones, but like if the apart from Escape the Zombie, which had a zombie scare actor in there, there's kind of like there'll be a cabinet with a TV on, which is the zombies on the TV, which is a zombie head, and it's meant to be this cabinet which is containing that sort of thing. So even though you're fighting to stop the zombie escaping or to stop the zombie outbreak, something like that, you're still very essentially in a kind of room
which
could be put together by going to B&Q. Now, I don't mean that in a negative way, but, you know, it's like even escaping with a zombie. Zombie effects were amazing, and the room looked like a lab. It was perfect. It looked like a lab, but a lab is essentially... cupboards and chests of drawers and that sort of,
and beakers and things that you could make.
The Wonderland room, you could not just make that like that.
It was more elaborate, sort of.
It was so much more elaborate.
Nice.
So much. I mean, there were things that we just, you know, you could listen to this podcast going and going, I could make that and I could make that. But there's a ton of stuff you couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm checking out their Instagram now. If anyone wants to check along, we're listening. It's Horror Escape UK. Go give them a like on Instagram. And yeah, it looks awesome. Like, it's got some really cool artwork. You can tell they've got some amazing, they've used like UV everywhere, haven't they?
UV everywhere. I mean, there's one point which I'm not sure if it's it's not a spoiler at all. I don't know who it is, but scared the crap out of Jess. Suddenly they started spraying foam at you for no goddamn reason.
Cool.
But the thing is, when I go in the room, I generally go in and rummage for everything.
Yeah.
Jess is a bit more cautious and a bit more methodical and looks around. So she just got this burst of foam in her face. And I was in the corner searching for something. I heard a scream. So there's just all kinds of silliness. There's like one room where there's a table stuck to, only a miniature table, but a table stuck to the ceiling. I mean, yeah. there's one room that's got like a sculpt of the Cheshire cat head. No, that someone's actually made this thing, and that's part of the puzzle. So they've not like, they've bought it from a prop store, because actually the things surrounding that and within that are used, I'm trying to describe it without giving away any spoilers, are used for the puzzles in that room.
Right.
So they've really gone all out on theme, and this was the easiest one. This is like their entry level one, which we still took us nearly an hour to complete, so you know.
I was going to say, yeah, so obviously they've got this one open at the minute, and then obviously they're all having to close, unfortunately, due to COVID, but let's pretend COVID's not here for a minute. They've then got Cabin Fever, which they say is a difficulty of 4 out of 5 and a fright factor of 4 out of 5 as well. Whoa. So I'm guessing...
difficulty 4 out of 5?
I know, yeah. The fact that that one was a 2 and this one's a 4, I'm guessing when you can and when you're allowed out and whatnot, you'd be giving this one a go as well?
I'll give this one a go, but I won't be at all pissed off if I fail.
Yeah, yeah. Again,
no, I mean, Jess is a competitive one. I'm in it for the experience and fun. I will admit, I've won so many now, I'm kind of a bit like, I want to win again.
Yeah, you get the urge to win your next one.
But the fact that we've done 7 and we've only lost 1, and that one had a pass rate of 30%, I was like, I don't feel too bad about that. So, yeah, so I'll definitely do this one. I was actually chatting to him about doing VR ones.
Oh, okay,
I was talking
cool.
to him about the Evil Dead 2 room.
Yes.
And he was like, oh, yeah, we've been thinking about it. I said, mate, do it. Because when you're locked... And I said, like, I said, you know, you're 3 hours by car, £200 by train away. So, you know, we do these escape rooms to hang out. So I said, we've locked down. Everyone being stuck indoors. It's the perfect time to do it.
Definitely, it surprises me. I mean, I know they're quite a new business anyway, aren't they? They started. Oh, I can't find the dates here now. But their Instagram was only made last year, so they're a relatively new place compared to some of these seasoned escape rooms or haunt escape rooms. And they're building new rooms as well. But yeah, definitely. I mean, especially during these weird, crazy times of COVID, me and you have said it multiple times that even after COVID, it's just a second way of earning some money, isn't it? Like I say, especially through lockdown. And like you say, we live X amount of 100 miles away from each other. We'd be able to technically do their other room, Cabin Fever, the four of us, me, you, Dan and Jess.
Yeah.
Me, you, Hannah and Jess, rather. Me, you, Dan and Jess. You get to play twice, Dan, apparently.
I know, I'm just that good.
So I want to talk to you a bit about the horror side of things. I know you said that this one wasn't exactly scary as such. It was nice and immersive, had some great theming, but there's sort of two worlds, isn't there? Like, there's the horror haunt attractions, then there's escape rooms, and then there's some that are sort of bridging two together, like we did the Evil Dead room the other day. Would you say that these guys are really trying to mix the two together?
I would honestly say, and these guys are that link. The Evil Dead 2 escape room was and again, whenever I say so, I always feel like I'm taking something off whenever I say, like, oh, it's not this or that. Was fucking amazing. Amazing, amazing escape room. And I say, but it wasn't an escape room. It wasn't an escape room, though. It was an Evil Dead 2 themed escape room.
Yeah.
And it was lots of nods, and it was fantastic. And oh, sweet Jesus, I'd love to have done it in person. I feel Horror Escape are really bridging that gap between haunts and escape rooms. Now, the Alice in Wonderland, not so much. There was a near the end, there was a couple of bits, and the immersive and actual really, really, I say over the top theming, but really going for it theming, I think is a better way of putting it, makes them more of a haunt feel and escape room feel. And you just, I mean, it is much like going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
The rooms just go, and you're over here and you're going back, and it's just it's so big. There's so much going on with it. It is not looking round afterwards, because afterwards the guy's like, I'll take you through it. And, you know, the thing you had trouble with, I'll tell you an easy way of doing it and this and that. And we'll talk about this and talk about that. I kind of had that feeling that I was going for one of those Behind the Screams tour at Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, it really
had a haunt feel to it.
Nice.
And he was showing us his new one, the Murder Mansion, because there's two of them that are built at the moment.
Right.
Okay. And I believe Murder Mansion is the next one, which is being built. And then he said, because Primal Fear is one, I wanted to do them in order of hardness.
Right.
And Primal Fear is the next level up.
Yeah.
And I think it's dinosaurs involved. And if they've got the same level of detail of the Wonderland they have with dinosaurs, I really, really want to do it. I think it's dinosaurs. I'm only going by the picture they have.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a lizard eye.
Yeah.
It might not be dinosaurs at all, so don't take that as any red. That's not inside
information. It looks sort of like junglified Jurassic Park style-esque, though, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So I want to do that one next piece. So that's coming at the end of next year.
Right.
So I'm presuming they've just got to build a business as it goes and lock down playing buggery money. It's obviously taking a bit longer than they've hoped. But yeah, he was showing us the Murder Mansion, and it was just fucking huge. Like,
yeah.
Wonderland, I'm going to give away spoilers or anything, but it's a very small room you start with, and it gets a lot bigger.
Okay.
Not that room, but it's a...
The scenario sort of gets grander and bigger, and there's more to it than meets the eye.
Yeah, you get a lot for your money, you really do. And when he took us into Murder Mansion, or it's a building site at the moment, but it was a fair size. I thought, oh my God, this is either going to be tons and tons of rooms or some serious set pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact it's a mansion, a murder mansion as well, I cannot wait. I genuinely cannot wait to do that one.
Yeah, I'm checking it out on the website now, and it looks pretty cool. But it's got 5 out of 5 for difficulty, and 5 out of 5 for fright factor as well. So this is going to be, I think, one of their signature houses, isn't it? You know, it's going to be one of those things you hear that it's going to be the scariest escape room in the UK or the scariest escape room in London, and people are, you know, it will take ages for anyone to crack it the first time. I think it's going to become one of those where it's already a game and you're trying to beat the game and get out in time. But I have a feeling if this is going to be, like you say, you did Alice in Wonderland, got out, you know, with 5 minutes to spare or such, go into one that's, and that's you and Jess. You and Jess are good at these things. You know, we've played these games with you. You know what you're doing when it comes to escape rooms now. But difficulty of 5 and then being put off your guard because the fright factor's 5 as well. I think this is going to be a tough room, isn't it?
It is going to be a very tough room. I'm going to have to go into that one thinking I might just not make it. And just the thing is, it's not even making it. It's because most things do something kind of cool.
Okay.
Or like getting out of one room. It's not just always just a case of, oh, look, the door's open. You kind of got to do something cool to get out of some of the rooms. And I want to do that cool thing. So it's not about beating the game. It's about experiencing everything. It's not like they've got at the end of the game, you've got to figure out this maths equation. Oh, okay, 2 + 2 = 4. Ta-da, you're now out. You know what I mean? It's a thing. It's like the Evil Dead room. When you that completes, you kind of, something happens that's memorable and worth it happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I want to get to. I just want to experience all the things they put in there. That's the real reason I want to complete them. I don't want to be like stuck in the first room and then go, oh yeah, there was 20 rooms and there was a chainsaw wielding clown in one of them. I'm like, oh my God, why didn't I see that? Well, you didn't get through the first room, did you? It's not an ego, I want to complete it thing. I just want to experience everything these guys have put in, because so far what they've put in and I've experienced has been amazing.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's probably sometimes why escape rooms, although whenever I do actually do them, I enjoy them, have a fun time, an immersive time. It's all fun and games. But part of me that sometimes thinks, oh, should I do a really tough one? I'm not angry because I can't do it or I haven't completed it or anything. I'm similar to you. I'm pissed off I've not seen a cool thing happen. When I could. Like with haunts, with scare attractions, you go through it, beginning, middle, end, you know, the beginning, middle, finale, whatever you got. You kind of know you're going to see it all because it's just the nature of the beast. Whereas with these, you have to work hard to be able to see them all, which is obviously the whole point of the game. But I'm sometimes like you. I'm like, yeah, I don't care if I don't win it. I just want to see the cool stuff. And if it's all pretty cool stuff like you're saying it is in Alice in Wonderland, you'd be gutted that you're thick like me and only get halfway through.
Yeah, and especially like because the escape room with a zombie, such a good game, so much fun, just laugh my ass off the entire way through. But when the guy was going through the things at the end, it was all in that one room. Oh, you'd have to do this and do that and do this and do that, and I was like, oh, okay, but that's I can live without that, because I had to and I'm trying to think of an example which was nothing like it. Like, I don't know, you had to go to the dustbin and find a secret hole at the bottom of the dustbin. There's not a dustbin in there. I'm just making that something completely random. And then at the bottom of the dustbin, there was a key. That was a key you needed. I'd be like, all right, cool, but I can live without that.
Yeah.
But, you know, your man saying there's a clown wielding, chainsaw wielding clown in there, I need to see that. I'm not just in the room finding a key. There's something different to experience. And yeah, that would kill me if I was like, oh man, I missed that.
Yes, yeah.
Because I'm a dumbass.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be gutting. I think that's another one as well that, I've done escape rooms where it is just that one room and there's enough to entertain you in there for the time until you get out. That's cool. I like those. And if they're done well, they're done well. But I think for me, and like you say, with without giving too much away with Escape from Wonderland, like what we're talking about on today's episode, it becomes bigger than you first realise.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool when, say, you're doing something for 20 minutes, half hour, and then all of a sudden a magical door opens that you didn't realise was a door. And it just feels like you're getting more out of it if you get to a second room, if you get to a hidden passageway. It's, you know, I did one room where I was robbing a bank from a vinyl record shop. And the excitement you get from actually being able to get into the bank because you've spent 40 minutes into the record shop, it's like, it's so much more exciting. You're still doing the same kind of games, the same sort of, you know, tasks and whatnot. But it just adds that extra layer, doesn't it, really? The fact that it's not just these four walls. There's more to find. And again, that would be a thing that I'd be really kind of annoyed with myself if I missed out on a second room or a third room or a secret tunnel, stuff like that.
And it'll keep going on about it, especially the amount of detail to put in. It wouldn't just be another blank room. Each room is a very, very different animal.
Yeah.
And also, this murder mansion, the site, I mean, it was a building site when you showed it to me, because like, we are literally building it. But the size of it, I'm thinking, oh, just the horror you can hide in here.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, man, it's just...
Did he say when that... I mean, obviously, COVID's probably had an effect on it as well. Did he give sort of a time frame on when he reckons that'll be finished and ready to play?
I don't think so. No.
Says coming 2021, so hopefully, you know, sometime next year.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I remember asking about the forest, the jungle one, because I said I wanted to do the next one up, so we did this one. But when I was chatting about the other one that's open, I was like, look, it says the difficulty rating's a lot up. You know, how much difficult is it? And he said, well, it's kind of a different sort of games.
Okay.
So I was like, so he says not necessarily harder, but the style of escape games are different. So he said, like, some people can ace that one and have got completely stuck in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Some people can do Wonderland and have got stuck in that one. So it's not that it's necessarily more difficult. It's just a different way of doing them.
Okay.
And now I've not been in that room, so I had no idea what it was on about. And obviously you couldn't say, oh, like this clue, you blah, 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 and tell me.
Yeah.
So I don't think it might not be difficult. It might just be a bit more like lateral thinking instead of direct thinking. I don't know. But yes, it might not be as just like flat out more difficult. It might just be having to take a different tact on doing stuff.
Yeah.
And also, if it's scarier, maybe there's just more distractions, maybe there's more surprises or stuff going on to distract you, because the Wonderland room had a few scares in it, but was largely just very immersive and creepy and odd. Whereas this one, if this one's got a lot of stuff going on,
that then, might be adding to the difficulty.
Harder, yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking that actually, like, it might be a case of it's not necessarily harder as in the tasks are, you know, that much more difficult, or if they do give you an equation, the equation's harder or anything like that. But he mentioned to you that you two aren't very squeamish, you don't really get scared of stuff. Well, maybe the average Joe public, you know, their demographic get more scared from the fright factor of a 2 in a Alice in Wonderland one. The fact that this murder mansion is a 5, again, like you say, the fact that something scary happening might make something more difficult to do, even if it's the same kind of task, the same level of knowledge or skill you need, because there could be a zombie chasing you, or I don't think it will be a zombie of Murder Mansion, but it's just another element. Or it might be something that you have to put your hand into some horrible guts and whatnot, you know, and some people who are squeamish about that sort of thing, maybe it's pretend spiders and things like that, it might be very easy just to put your hand in it and get out a key, for example, but for some people they might go, that was really difficult because I didn't want to put my hand into the bugs, or just an example, really. But so it's exciting to see what's coming, though. The fact that this Horror Escape, they've got 2 rooms open now, they've got Murder Mansion coming, Lost in Space is coming, they Primal Fear, it looks like it's set to be a proper awesome, you know, place to visit when you're down in London. Was it quite easy to get to, this one?
It was pretty easy. Yeah, I mean, it was Peckham Rye. Peckham Rye station, or the other Peckham station, I don't know, it's in Peckham essentially, and it's dead simple to get to, really simple to get to. The Overground's a bit of a bugger, sometimes you have to wait 10 minutes for a train, but that's kind of standard unless you live in London.
I was going to say, anyone listening that's not in London are like, you have to wait sometimes I have to wait 2 hours for a train.
Ah, okay. See, I have to wait any longer than 3 minutes, I start getting pissed off.
Right, yeah. That's you're talking like a true Londoner now, Dan. It's been delayed by how long? It's been delayed by 1 minute. Are you taking the piss?
Yeah, it does mean nothing, that.
Whereas we're like, it's been delayed. Yeah, well, it's been delayed, but it's actually been cancelled, so you've got to wait another hour. That can happen up here. But I suppose when you get the strikes, that's even worse. But anyway, we're digressing. So to round it up, basically, Horror Escape, Escape from Wonderland, you'd highly recommend it?
I would highly recommend it, yeah. And keep an eye on it, because hopefully he does go virtual as well. I don't know how maybe virtual will work in the slightly smaller beginning, but you could always beta test it. But yeah, hopefully he'll start doing virtual and people can experience it from overseas as well, like we did with the Seattle one.
Yeah, of course.
You know, if you, I'm sure if you whacked a GoPro on your chest, then you could just tot around as if you were in the room yourself.
Yeah, definitely. Especially with technology nowadays, you know, it was really easy for us lot to join together and do the one in Seattle. So, hopefully that's something that Horror Escape can start doing, especially now they're being forced to close from tomorrow.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, definitely. And then as soon as they're permitted to reopen, as soon as we go out, you'll be checking out Cabin Fever.
Yep, hopefully, well, I don't think we'll be out of Tier 3 till February, but as soon as we're out of Tier 3, that's the first thing I'm booking.
Yeah, awesome.
It's Cabin Fever.
Definitely. And guys, hands do down. The same as well. Like I say, horrorescape.co.uk. You can contact them via their Facebook as well. They're on Instagram, Horror Escape UK. Drop them a message, see if you can get any gift certificates for Christmas, or organize a game for you in the new year. I know that the guys have been really accommodating with you, haven't they, Dan? Because, you know, you booked tickets and they went into lockdowns, then you booked tickets and animatronic broke. So they're quite understanding during these crazy, weird, hard times.
They've been super cool, really super cool. And when the animatronic broke, he's like, I know you've been dying to do this, but it all takes a week to fix it. And I was like, okay, well, I'm back to work next week. You're going to do it like the week before Halloween?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that better. So can we move it to Saturday? No problem at all. Move it to Saturday. And then lockdown happened. He's like, mate, I'm so sorry. There's nothing you can do about it. Do not worry. I mean, it's just crap timing. But yeah, but as soon as we could. And that's, I'm so glad we got to do it last weekend.
Yeah.
Because I think something was happening last weekend. I thought, let's move it next weekend. I was like, no. Do it now.
Yes.
This is the weekend we're doing. I'm so glad we did.
Yeah,
just nice to get. Especially because we got so stiff for Haunts over Halloween down here.
Of course.
London. I'm trying to cram as much of that stuff in as humanly possible. And it was, as I said, it wasn't a particularly scary experience, but it had that feel. And it definitely tapped that niche for me.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. Sweet. Well, I think that brings it to the perfect sort of conclusion, really. Dan, again, from UK Haunters, first of all, before I say thank you and goodbye, welcome as an official guest host onto Scare Track.
Oh my God, this is my first official, isn't it?
It's the first official.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I need a plaque or like a name badge or something.
Yes, name badges or lanyards or something like that. welcome aboard along with Jess as well. Thank you both. And hopefully as the year goes on, as more escape rooms come up and as soon as Halloween's here and you're doing more southern things for us, we'll be able to get more content on the Scare Track podcast with some Scare Cam takeovers as well over on YouTube. And secondly, thanks for joining us on today's episode. It's been awesome.
Yeah, pleasure as always, man.
Definitely awesome. Right, well, we'll speak to you soon. If we don't speak to you beforehand, have a fantastic Christmas and we'll chat soon.
And you too.
Cheers, buddy.
Cool, catch you later.
Unlocked Vision, proud sponsors of the Scare Track podcast. UVE are a multi-award-winning themed attraction and design company, providing bespoke themed attractions, theming, events and experiences. Contact UVE today by visiting unlockedvision.com. Now, let's return back to the show. And remember, let's get scared.
So there we go, folks. As you can tell, Dan had a fantastic time at Escape from Wonderland by Horror Escape. I spoke to Jess as well off air, and Jess had a fantastic time. And I can't wait to be allowed to go down to London so I could check it out for myself. I want to do Cabin Fever, and of course the brand new Murder Mansion opening 2021 sounds immense. Go and check out their rooms now, guys. It's horrorescape.co.uk. Potentially even book a room for the new year for when they can open, just to show your support. Even if you can't book a room or get a gift certificate or a voucher for a Christmas present, just go over to YouTube, go over to their Facebook page, their Instagram, just a like, a share, a comment. All that helps support during these crazy weird times. And whilst you're there, why not do the same for us? If you don't follow us on any of our social media platforms yet, just give Scare Track a search on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat or Facebook. We're on all four and we love interacting with you guys. Of course, over the festive period as well, it is almost Christmas and this is our last episode going out before Christmas. Very different this year. We'd normally be going to Scare Kingdom for their Christmas festival event. We'd normally be going to Walsall Scare Maze for their Christmas event. And this year, it's very different, unfortunately. But we want you to stay safe, stay well, wrap up warm for this cold Christmas, and we will see you on the other side. Hopefully, 2021 is going to be much, much better. I've got my fingers crossed, and I hope you guys have too. I just want to say a huge thank you for your support over this crazy year. We haven't been able to bring all the content we hoped for, but I hope you still enjoyed the ride along the way. Of course, if you want to check out any of our old stuff, just scroll down through this feed. We've been speaking to loads of people in interviews. We've done some on-location review episodes. Of course, we've got all our Scare Cam stuff over on our YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/ our scare track. We've got our scare cams, our coaster tracks. We've got our movie reviews. We've got loads of stuff over there. Even our top tens as well. Our top 10 lists that are becoming quite a hit. So we need to be making more of those in the new year for sure. So that brings us to the end of this episode. As always, a huge, huge thank you for listening. And we'll see you next time. Merry Christmas.